नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Seven, translation and comment from God of Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Previously, great sages and saintly persons upheld the spiritual position of society by their behavior, by their example, and by the spiritual power they gain from austerities and controlling the senses. Their perception was clear. Therefore, they were able to give direction to the kings who would, by their physical power, the kings would enact the directions of the great sages. So this great sages we're not finding in the modern age, as there used to be, living in the forest, or even living in the towns, highly advanced, highly detached. However, there are supposed to be great sages, even in the present day, great saintly people who can guide the world by dint of their spiritual advancement and knowledge. And those great sages are supposed to be all of you. The Krishna conscious movement is supposed to produce leaders of society. There are many books written on this. Management, leadership, how to lead people for the sake of sense gratification. How to manage a business. So there are different theories about this. And more modern theories are that you should let everybody make plenty of money, then you'll also make plenty of money and everyone will be happy. So there are so many different theories, but they're all based on sense gratification. In Krishna consciousness, we have a different outlook on life altogether. Our leadership is based on the principle that this material world is a useless place, but that we should live in this world for the sake of spiritual advancement. Durlabham manushya janma pradapya dhruvam arthadam. This human body is very rarely attained. Although it has no intrinsic value, it has value because as long as we're in this human form of life, we can attain Krishna consciousness. So devotees live their life with this principle. Non-devotees, they also have some principle in their life. How to enjoy sense gratification. Materialists have become very expert in enjoying sense gratification. For instance, they've invented automated slaughterhouses by which cows, they're taken on a conveyor belt and they're slaughtered, skinned. Everything is done just like a factory. They have vast international organizations making electronic products, electronic machines. So everyone knows the name, Sanyo, Sony, Panasonic. They have massive organizations. So no doubt this requires great management ability to manage such a great organization. Certainly to spread Krishna consciousness in the modern world among such sophisticated, organized people, we also need to be somewhat organized ourselves. Not that we want to become bureaucratic and get ourselves piled up in big, you see in some government offices they have big, or United Nations, big piles of papers. They make these big reports that no one ever reads. But times have changed. It's not the Vedic age now, where great sages lived in the forest, and the kings were very pious. Times have changed, and devotees to preach in this age, we also have to act to some extent in keeping with the mode of life of the modern age. If we were simply concerned with our own spiritual advancement, then we wouldn't have to do all these things. We could just sit under a tree and chant Hare Krishna. But because just like we see the great sages described in this verse, they were very concerned with the welfare of the people in general. So because we are very concerned with the welfare of the people in general, mm-hmm. therefore we have to organize ourselves in such a way that our message can be spread to everybody. We see that Srila Prabhupada was very expert in material affairs. Sometimes his godbrothers used to say that he was able to be successful because he had experience as a businessman. So Prabhupada said to some extent that is true. It's not that just any businessman could go to America and preach Krishna consciousness. You have to have, without a very strong sense of Krishna consciousness, without being empowered by Krishna, no one can preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, as Prabhupada did. But Prabhupada also recognized in one conversation that, yes, because he had some abilities like that, then naturally that complemented his presentation of Krishna consciousness. He knew how to deal with all different kinds of people. He wasn't naive. He didn't take people on their face value. He knew legal matters, money matters. He knew how to engage people in different productive ways. The Prabhupada also noted, when he was discussing this point, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself traveled for 6 years after taking sannyas. But after that, he was staying in Puri. But he caught Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, he brought them into his movement. Well, they were materially very expert. You don't become prime minister and finance minister of an emperor, the emperor of Bengal. You don't become, you don't get such a big position unless you're very expert. So Prabhupada was saying to the devotees, he's telling you, you also, you catch one Sanatana Goswami, you bring one. He meant that you bring some expert people. So Prabhupada, he didn't, of course, wait for us to capture some big, big politician to preach Krishna consciousness. But he also trained his disciples that whatever position you're in, now you'll be Krishna conscious. And that training was in all areas of Krishna consciousness, how everything should be done properly for Krishna. As Prabhupada said, if something is worth doing for Krishna, it's worth doing properly. And that's actually a motto for any person who's serious about anything. If you're going to do something, do it properly. And if we're going to serve Krishna, who is the topmost first class in all respects, then certainly whatever we're doing should be done in a very first class way. Sloppy, half-hearted service is not suitable for Krishna. Whimsical concoctions not satisfy Krishna. So Prabhupada, he saw how devotees were executing their services, and any little mistake he would correct. Because mistake means you're not doing it properly for Krishna. And everything should be done properly for Krishna. And if everything is done properly for Krishna, then automatically everything flows very smoothly. That consciousness of how we should do everything very nicely for Krishna in all respects. This is the way that Prabhupada managed with the Krishna conscious principle in the center. And if there was something lacking in a devotee's service, Prabhupada would see that as a lack of Krishna consciousness. Someone made a mistake or they overlooked something which they should have done. And Prabhupada would see that that means you're not properly Krishna conscious. Krishna, being Krishna conscious also means being conscious of how to serve Krishna properly. Sometimes we have the idea that Krishna consciousness means some kind of mystical state where you're simply absorbed in Krishna and you're thinking of Krishna's pastimes and you have no connection with this material world. And that may be suitable for an avadhut babaji. But our movement is not meant for avadhut babajis. Our movement is meant for preachers who can help the people of the world to become uplifted. So this point, devotees should also be expert. That is one of the qualities of a devotee given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Daksha means expert. So this consciousness, everything we do should be done properly. Everything should be clean. Everything, the arati schedule, everything should be on time. Don't forget, don't space out. Just like things like this, the class is going to be at 6 o'clock and the shloka should be written on the board. It's not written. so no one gets to chant the verse. So if we think, well, the token doesn't matter, we may think, well, it's not a very good thing. And in one sense, it isn't such a very big thing. But then if we take all the little things and we don't bother, oh, this room hasn't been cleaned, it's not a big thing. Leave it for a few days. Then everything else, we overlook, we don't take it very seriously. Then eventually the whole standard goes down. And Krishna won't be pleased by our service because it's not very conscious service. We're not thinking how to do things properly for Krishna. We're just thinking somehow or other, if things go on, it's okay. Somehow or other, the RT is going on and some money is coming and we're getting some food and everything. I've seen this. Especially you see the Gaurya Math of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was previously a dynamic preaching movement. Now we go to their temple, there's no light. No one cares whether things are done properly or not. You see collections of old books, magazines, articles written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No one cares to look after them. No one cares for anything. So this attitude, nobody cares, is just the opposite to the Krishna conscious attitude. The great sages, they are interested in the welfare of the people. But they're not simply looking at the big, big picture of how to save everybody. But the great sage means he looks at the details also. Prabhupada was extremely concerned with details. Everything down to the last point should be done properly for Krishna. So this is one of the characteristics of a great sage. We also have to become great sages. Don't leave it for everybody else. Our GBC comes, our guru comes, so he can be a great devotee. And me, I'll just continue to be a ninth class devotee. Guru will actually be satisfied if the disciple becomes very serious about Krishna consciousness. Not simply begging the guru, give me mercy. And what are you doing? I'm sleeping. You give me your mercy. Not that by sleeping you get mercy. Mercy naturally goes to those devotees who are endeavoring very seriously in Krishna consciousness. It's not some kind of magic wand that you touch someone who doesn't bother to do anything and then just touch him with a knife. Okay, mercy. Then here Prabhupada has noted that even ordinary karmis are busy acquiring money for sense gratification. So devotees have to be very busy, active in Krishna consciousness. We have these centers of Krishna.